Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yeah, they lost the World Series.
Yeah, it still sucks. It still sucks. I'm not going to, you know, front like it doesn't. It still sucks. I'm still bummed. That's where I'm at in a general sense.
Yeah, and, you know, I would say that I've gotten over the everyday, you know, day-to-day life aspect of the Phillies losing in the World Series. You know, there's still, I still, like, come across a highlight and then get super upset. Like, I mean,
In the Eagles press box, maybe it came across a highlight or two.
Dude, let me say something. Let me address press box.
Any High Hopes listener who saw that tweet is like, yep, that tracks.
Well, the most annoying part about that was, it was like, first off, the people that don't know me that got like super mad, the fake journalists that aren't really there, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was like, oh, this is disrespectful to the press box. Dude.
You know who's not going to get on board with that argument? Your boy right here, Mr. hates the press box and thinks it's the worst thing ever in the history of the world.
It's so just,
right there. I hate it. I've told the story before to a million times, but I went in the Phillies press box once. The very first time I had a press pass, I went in once, Phillies RBI single in the first inning. I pump my fist like this, and everyone in the press box, or at least everyone close, like, looks over at me with a disapproving look. And I literally was like, never again. And I walked out and I've never sat in the press box again.
Yeah, and like, so my current mental state with the Phillies is like, I can't get into the Eagles. Like, I love the Eagles. I watch every game. I talk about them every day. And it's just like that the Phillies run was so insane and
yeah,
so intense.
I'm right.
And
with you.
And so like, it consumed me. And
I'm shot emotionally because of it. Like, I feel like I can't get there right now.
I can't like rise to the occasion to get upset or super into an Eagles game. Now at the end, you know, when it hurts, like when they're trying to come back late in the game, I let out a little fist pump. You know, I was into it. I was good to go. I was ready. But like when I'm there and the crowd isn't as, you know, it's not like the Citizens Bank Park crowd. And
nothing is.
And I just got so, like, honestly, I got really freaking sad being at Lincoln Financial Field and like just remembering what had happened literally a month before. I mean, James, it's the 1 month anniversary of them clinching against the Braves. Like,
wow.
Dude, that was a month ago, man.
That's crazy.
A freaking month ago with the JT inside the park.
We were at the game.
And yeah, we were there. And, you know, like, it's like that stuff is so cool. And that's stuff that I miss. And it's so funny, James. Like, one of the things that we talked about leading into the run was like, we just want new memories. Like, we just want, like, I love 07 to 11. I still get goosebumps with most of the stuff. But like, now we have a whole new bank of memories. And, you know, I did a top five on the air of like my five favorite moments of the run or whatever. Oh, like, I already got chills. And it's only been over for like a week and a week and a half. And there's already been so many chill-inducing moments. So, like, I was sitting at the link last night. I'm watching a boring football game. And I was just like, you know what? I'm sad. And I put on I found, by the way, there's a YouTube video out there that has all the postseason home runs, which is just glorious.
Buddy, that is
and
glorious.
It's right up
there
my alley.
There were so many.
There was a lot of dingers.
There were so many dingers.
And it was funny because BLG takes the photo, whatever. And then
shout out to BLG. That was great work by you, buddy. Like, seriously, Brandon, I love you. I loved you already, but that was like very good work by you getting that done.
I had Glenn over my shoulder. Glenn goes, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That sounds like what Glenn would say in that moment.
Yeah,
yes.
John Clark just looked confused, frankly.
I mean, to be fair, I texted you it was psycho behavior, but I loved it. I said that's psycho behavior, but I love it.
And then Pat Gallen was like, He's like, "You're a sicko." And I was like, "It's like, it just does anyone here understand me?" You know, I felt I felt very alone in that moment where I didn't feel like anyone else quite understood me. So
we did, buddy. This whole podcast community. As soon as I saw it, it was honestly, maybe the least surprising thing that happened all night for me. Like Jeffrey Lurie singing "We Are the Champions" with fans in the lot, way more shocking than you watching Phillies highlights in the press box. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
The Eagles
losing the turnover battle is more surprising than you watching highlights in the Phillies press box.
And some are saying that Jeff Lurie cost the Eagles a season. Like, I don't want to turn this.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I'm sure you guys broke that down for at least 20 minutes on the Go Birds podcast. But I mean, that's a season ruiner by Jeffrey.
It was horrible. A disaster.
But yeah, like I've gotten over the loss, right? Like I've fully gotten over, like, they lost game six, they pulled Wheeler, you know, the Yordan Alvarez home run. I've only watched I honestly, James, the only time I've seen the Yordan Alvarez home run was when it actually happened.
Same. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to, like, you won't get this reference because, you know, you're you. But and you've been trying, and I appreciate you. You are much better than speaking of Go Bird, someone like Elliot, in terms of like wanting to watch older things and catch up on stuff. And you over the weekend asked me for 90s movies recommendations and you watched them, and it's great. And I love it. It's a beautiful thing. But for those who are old enough or whatever have seen it, you would have to clockwork orange me and pry my eyelids open to make me watch that.
But see, the new reference for that would be that Netflix movie with Sandra Bullock and
Bird Box.
Bird Box, yes.
So it's not as good a reference, though. I mean, Clockwork Orange is the perfect reference for prying your eyelids open to force you to watch them. It's the perfect reference. It just is.
Yeah. So I've only seen that, you know,
this feels like a High Hopes Pod poll that I'm going to lose somehow.
No, you know what this feels like? You know what I legitimately sit here and feel like? I feel like when DeCamera clearly doesn't understand a reference and just goes like, you know when someone says something to him and he's like, "All right, 215-592-9494.
Exactly what, yes.
Like when he clearly just has no idea what they're talking about, but he wants to move the conversation along. Like I have no reference to Clockwork Orange at all. Except for the fact that it's just keeping your eyes open.
Man, it's a great movie and a great book, Jack. How about that?
Oh, see, again.
I know.
How many times I have to tell you that reading fiction is pointless? I don't know.
Yes.
That sounds awful. Like, legitimately, I couldn't think of a worse experience than reading a fiction book.
It's the best. I would give up TV and not counting sports, but I would give up TV shows and movies before I would give up books.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. So I saw
real quick, it feels like we're back now. I mean, this feels like, you know, we're not like breaking down games, which was amazing, but this is like, you know, we're back.
Welcome back. But breaking down games is so boring. You know, it's like, the sixth inning. Can you believe that Rob Thompson went to the bullpen? So game six, I'm sort of just done with. Like, they lost. Game five, I'm not even close to being over. Game five is something that I will. We talked a lot during the postseason run of like things you're going to tell your grandkids about, like them blowing game five might as well have been like 1964 to my future. Like, it just the disaster fuel. It's just the Chaz catch the Marsh at bat. Like, there's just so many little things.
Yeah.
Like,
the Reese bases loaded pass, the Reese error. Yeah.
Anyway,
we can list them off at the same time. Yeah.
Other than that, now I finally gotten to the point where it's like, dude, what a run, man. And I still am balancing in my head, like, amazing run. And it's also like, I need them to get back there again. And I kind of feel like that's where Middleton is too. Like if I had to go inside the brain of John Middleton when he looks at this Phillies team, he's like, that was awesome, but now I need the full yep. thing. Like I had a bite of the apple. Now I want the whole thing. And as us and as fans of this team, like, that's really exciting. That's a really exciting place to be at with this. So it's postseason time or offseason time, buddy.
Yeah, and maybe it'll be like a postseason thing on this pod. And look, he also has the perfect, you know, I guess he's the president of baseball ops and not the general manager, but the perfect guy to be like, all right, let's go win a World Series now. Like, that's what Dave Dombrowski does. That's the MO. Like, Dave's the guy who puts you over the top. Yeah, I'm right there with you, especially about, look, I'm still sad. Like, I really am. And I know you are too. I honestly thought, like, throughout the whole run, as the run was happening, Jack, and we talked about like house money and we talked about like, oh, you know, it's all good and all that. And I really, throughout the whole time, I really believed it. I really was like, you know what? Like, this is magic, man. And the experiences I've had, and this is all true, I'm saying in the moment, I'm like, the experiences I've had being at these games, you know, watching games with you, us doing shows on WIP after, like all the meeting, like the amazing, like so many people, like you said, like way more people. I met way more people than I thought listened to the podcast, period, just over the games we were at. Like all that stuff is so amazing. And as it's happening, I'm like, this is so amazing. No matter what happens, I'm going to be like super happy. And I'm still bummed. I'm like, I took the loss way harder than I thought it would, but I definitely agree with the concept. Like, and again, down the road, it's going to be something that I only look at fondly. But the point is that they have to win it. To Middleton, to Dombrowski, like they have to win it for us to be able to look at this run, especially fondly. Like they can make this really special. Like then it's like, oh, remember that run? And they learned how to win, and then they went and won the freaking World Series, you know? And by the way, just to show, I actually changed my Twitter bio. Can you see it on the video? We're near the video stuff. See, just talking about the moments of the run. Can you see that, Jack, what it says?
I was in the building for the Bryce Harper home run.
Yeah.
I'm glad you moved on from Embrace the Thirst.